Welcome to All Things Beer. I'm Mark Richards. As part of All Things Beer, I'd like to introduce you to what I call a beer worth drinking. Sometimes you just have a beer, but when you truly come across a beer worth drinking, you have to pause and take a note of it. So grab a beer and join me to discover a beer worth drinking. Okay, welcome back for another little tasting. Pat has dropped by with definitely something I'd consider a beer worth drinking. What do you got here, Pat?
I've got a couple cans of Theakston's Old Peculiar.
Oh man, you never turn that one down. I love this beer.
It's a classic. It's almost the archetypal old ale. And you don't see it around very much. But I was over at the Kinney Road Market, and I saw they had one four-pack of it in these 16-ounce cans, and I picked it up.
I am both surprised and not surprised to see it in aluminum.
Yeah.
It's the way to go these days, but boy, this is something I always anticipated seeing in a bottle.
Now, before we get into this, you know, you and I went there in person.
Indeed.
To Massam in North Yorkshire. And I just wanted to read some of the tasting notes of what it's like when you go to the Black Bull Pub.
Okay, cool. So these are your tasting notes that you took while traveling and being at the brewery.
So I'm going to read those, and then we're going to see how this can that was shipped across the Atlantic is going to measure up.
Cool.
All right. So it poured with 1 centimeter uber creamy off-white head. The head was just so thick. It was kind of amazing, really. Very dark, black until you hold it up to the light, and that revealed ruby highlights and a very clear beer. The aroma, you know, malty, hints of espresso and nutty. It's not the most aromatic beer being malt forward. And then we get to the taste. Here I write, the first adjective that comes to mind is smooth. All the edges are rounded. Silky smooth, malt profile. Unmistakable nutty accent on a malt flavor that is about halfway between toasted bread and caramel. Supremely quaffable, no evidence of cloying even after pint. And I might have had more than one pint. And the mouthfeel is just so smooth. It's really kind of like a Guinness on nitro when you get it there on cask.
Okay, well, without further ado, I got to crack one of these.
Let's get into it.
It's got a nice head. Nice head. A lot more than 1 centimeter, though.
Yeah. Well, of course, we're pouring it pretty vigorously out of the can here.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it is a dark color, but I'm holding it up to the light. And, you know, the ruby highlights and the excellent clarity, that's also matched by this can beer. What about the smell?
I don't find the aroma that dissimilar from my oatmeal this morning. It's got a little maltiness, but not too aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still looking at a lot of bubbles here. That initial sip, it doesn't seem as strong as I used to think it was. And I haven't had this for quite some time. The last time would have been with you when we were in the UK.
It's 5.6% ABV.
Okay.
And so there was a time, and even in Britain, when I was living there anyway, this would have been considered on the strong end of things.
Yeah, I always remembered it to be a stronger beer back from, you know, the 90s.
I mean, it's probably
just... I don't know why I thought it was a stronger beer.
I guess that's probably just in reference to... kind of like a Guinness in the sense mm-hmm. that there's a lot of flavor here, and so it seems like a stronger beer than it really is.
Yeah. Boy, it's good. It drinks like a brown ale, kind of. A London brown.
When I'm thinking back, my memory of it, and of course your memory is accentuated in certain ways,
sure.
and what it was like on cask, you know, it's not as good in the can, although I did have some bottled versions of it, and I think this can version is better than the bottled version.
Okay, it comes across as quite creamy.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? And it is very smooth, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the flavors are all really rounded, and although it's very malt forward, it's not cloying or overly sweet in any way.
No, and that head is going nowhere. Nice lacing.
I also think there's a little bit of a nutty note in there, mm-hmm. maybe in the background.
I'd agree.
Now, I've read some descriptions in different books. This is a beer that's talked about in many books about beer.
Yeah.
And they talk about that there's some kind of fruity notes from the esters, almost uh-huh. maybe like a dark fruit. Do you get that?
Maybe in a way that you would find cherry and tobacco.
Pretty far in the background, but mm-hmm. maybe if you think about it and if you have the power of suggestion, you can say,
sure.
okay, maybe there's a little mm-hmm. bit. But really, it's malts are the signature feature of this beer. Now, if we talk about the Theakston's Brewery, actually has a long and quite interesting history, right?
Yeah, I believe founded in 1827, right?
I think that's correct.
By Robert Theakston and John Wood at the Black Bull Pub and Brewhouse.
And of course, when we went there, if you go to Theakston's today, actually, the little pub where you can have beers, it's called the Black Bull Pub still.
Still, yep.
And the other really cool thing about going there is this is a Victorian tower brewery. So that means that they mash in, like on the third floor, yeah, way up there, and it just gravity flow. Then it flows down to the second floor where they do the boil, and then it flows down, you know, to the ground floor where they do the fermentation.
Very ergonomically easy.
Yeah, except for whoever has to lug all the grain up to the third floor.
I'm sure they got a grain elevator, takes it up there.
Nowadays, I'm sure.
Yeah.
They probably just had serfs back in the 19th century.
Well, maybe so.
But Theakston's, in the more modern history, also went through some transitions. In 1987, they were bought by a brewery called Matthew Brown Brewing, I think, mm-hmm, which I have no reference point for because they were almost immediately then bought by Scottish and Newcastle.
Like the same year.
Yeah. And of course, you're drinking yours out of a Newcastle brown ale glass. Scottish and Newcastle then was later bought, you know, by Heineken.
Yeah.
This caused a rift in the Theakston's family, by the way, because then one of the Theakston's, Paul Theakston, he started his own brewery in Massam, which has grown to become a pretty prominent brewery, and that's called Black Sheep Brewing.
Wonderful brewery.
Yeah. I mean, it's
I'm
just
happy that they had that rift.
It was good. I mean, it's just this little town, really. Yeah. And there's these two amazing
breweries.
Made
more places there for us to stop.
Yeah. But apparently, the rest of the family bought Theakston's back, I think in 2003.
Yep, 2003.
So for the last 21 years, it's been an independent family-run brewery, mm-hmm, since then. So that's an interesting story.
Yeah, it was cool to visit. I remember when we went, Pat, we went to the pub portion, and they had some maybe artifacts in an, mm-hmm, area that were kind of like just for a visual museum on a lot of the things we just mentioned.
Right.
Then we took the grand tour when we went to Black Sheep, to his, yes, brother's place. Mm-hmm. That was wonderful, too.
I mean, with the open fermenters. Both places use open fermenters, actually. Yeah.
And a lot of beers worth drinking over there, for sure.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. One other interesting thing about Theakston's, it's one of the only breweries left in the UK that has a full-time cooper.
Oh, okay, yeah. I remember that.
Yeah, making these wooden casks.
You could look into the shop there from that, mm-hmm, little museum area. My wife's maiden name, the Hoopers. You know, that's where their name comes from. They're Irish,
right?
And they were Hoopers.
So in Ireland, did they call people who made wooden barrels Hoopers?
Yeah, because of pounding the hoops onto the barrels.
Interesting story. I didn't know that. But it makes sense in retrospect. Of course, when we had Nick Smith on the Cask Ale episode, he was talking about the Society for Preservation of Beer from the Wood.
Yeah.
Right? Who believe that the only proper way to have beer is out of a wooden cask. I bet they love Theakston's. I mean, how could they not? Here's a question about this beer for you. Do you think this would be a good beer to have the sort of a Guinness draft pour widget kind of thing in with the nitro?
It wouldn't hurt, but man, it's almost like...
It's already so creamy, isn't it?
It's almost the same result, and you don't even have to fuck around with the widget or the nitro, you know?
That's true.
Probably a lot less expensive to just put the CO2 in. Now, something you had mentioned to me before we opened these and turned the microphones on, you asked me what a peculiar was. And I honestly just figured, well, this is just like an old ale that's kind of peculiar, was probably my thought process, was it was a more of an adjective. But are you telling me it could also be a noun?
It is a noun. And the first clue to that is the spelling. P-E-C-U-L-I-E-R, right?
And the peculiar. Do it spelling bee style there, Pat.
And the E is even underlined. So what a peculiar was, I don't know if they still exist, it was a religious court. So if you were in a place like Massam that was too far from the bishop and the diocese, and something came up like, I don't know, someone wore their hat to communion, and you had to have some kind of ruling on this, you would consult the peculiar.
The court of the peculiar.
And on the can, it says, seal of the official of the peculiar of Massam, 1747. And there's a bearded man on there who is, it looks like he's kneeling, but also floating in the air.
He looks rather peculiar.
Yeah, he might be praying to a chess bishop, perhaps. I mean, really, that's what
and
it looks
like. And a bong
like
behind him.
Yeah. That's right. You could interpret this a lot of ways. But basically, that's where the name comes from, because in Massam, that's where they had the peculiar of the Church of England, I suppose.
Yeah, the more you know. I always kind of figure when I'm consulting my friends about an issue that I'm going to the court of the peculiar.
Well, yep, judgments, no charge.
Well, pretty good. Thanks for bringing the beer over, Pat. It is delicious.
Yep, it's a classic. Certainly a beer worth drinking.
Cheers.
Cheers.